Are we in right now?
Yeah, go on.
We're in. There's no Billy.
This guy spent 20 minutes complaining.
Nah, I'll be honest, yeah.
Don't mention it.
No, I was never going to do that. You're crazy. But yeah, it's just us two today because, well, for now anyway, because Billy decides to not wake up. It's an early one today. We're doing at 10 o'clock.
I'm tired, bro. Like, I can't even, yeah. Like,
I'm trying to
I'm trying to lock in right now, but I can't lock in, bro. Like, I don't know how to lock in, bro. Like,
I've been doing this waking, like, this is like, quite late for me to wake up. Like, it feels nice to wake up a bit later, but normally...
you were late to come to mine, bro.
Yeah, no, it's because my phone stopped working again. My phone is finished. My screen just decides to stop working every night.
Go back to Samsung, bro. You were never an iPhone guy in the first place. You were never an iPhone guy.
I'm getting the new iPhone.
No one asked you to get that. Why are you getting it, bro?
I didn't want to get it. My mom forced me.
Your mom's not forcing you to get the new iPhone. Why are you lying to yourself?
I'm dead serious.
Your mom is forcing you to get the new iPhone. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Explain. Basically, my phone is bugging. So I told her, my phone's bugging. I think I'm going to get a new one. She said, actually, no, don't. Because she told me she just took a contract out for a Samsung phone that she doesn't even want. I was like, oh, okay then. And then she said she wants to take it back and get me the phone I want. I said, cool. I was like, I can pay for it myself. She's like, no, it's fine. Let me do this for you because I do nothing for you. I was like, fine. And then she said she's going to... I said, cool, just give me the iPhone 13. That's all I need. 13, I just need something with a good camera so I can film some stuff for content and stuff, like short film content. iPhone 13. I told her, yep. When she went on the phone one day to three people to try and sort it out, blah, blah. She called me, asked, so iPhone 13, yeah, cool. And what color, blah, blah, blah. I told her, and she did it. And then later on, I'm starting to ask her, okay, yeah, so when is it coming? She said, it's coming next month, but I got the iPhone 15 Pro Max. I'm like, why?
That's not her forcing you to get the phone.
No, she got it. I didn't get it. She got it.
That's not for, bro.
It's forcing. No,
forcing.
I had no choice though. But
you're not forcing me. That's Greenwood, bro. That's forcing.
But my point is, I didn't get a choice. She ordered it. She already ordered it.
I said my mom forced me to get
it. I wasn't in the conversation. She fine. How it is? My mom bought it for me.
Yeah, that's what it was. Your mom bought you a phone, bro. Like, say that. Say your mom bought my mom bought me a phone.
Yeah,
say that.
But I was like, you know, there was no need to do that. Like, there was absolutely no need to get me an iPhone. I just wanted a 13. Something better than what I have right now, so I can work with a little bit. If you got me the brand newest one, what if I break it? No, because now it's
probably lose it.
I've not lost a phone in ages. Actually,
probably lose it, bro.
I've not lost a phone
in
years.
Literally lost a phone like 3 weeks ago. I went back to London. That was literally the other day.
Oh yeah,
what are you talking about? Was that even 3 weeks ago? Probably about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
weeks ago.
No, but that was different. I lost a phone.
Lost it on the train.
No, I lost it on the bus, and it was 2 days. It was for one day, and also I had two phones.
I lost it, bro. No one's.
I had two phones.
There's no technicality to losing a phone.
I had two phones. One slipped out of my pocket.
To losing your phone, bro.
Do you know what? I can't lose this phone because I know I always feel it. That day, I was feeling my phone, but I forgot about the other phone.
That's called irresponsibility.
That's the
bro.
First time I've lost a phone since like 2015, bro.
Oh, wait, that shouldn't be a. It shouldn't be like a. Like,
no, but that's the only time.
There shouldn't be a checklist on how many times you lost your phone, bro. Like, that shouldn't even be a thing, bro. I've never lost my phone, bro.
You know, that's cool, but I've lost it what once. I've lost my phone there? Once.
That's childish, bro. Losing your phone is bad childish.
I lost my phone that's one time.
Childish, bro.
Yo, man. I lost my phone one time. And I got it back. I recovered it. I didn't even lose it.
Crying for time, bro.
Crying is crazy.
Your mum's life, you were crying.
I was not crying.
Put in your mum's life, you were crying.
Bro, I went out and had fun at the Sidemen match. If I was crying, I would
be sat there depressed, bro, in your little bugged out AAP, what's it called? Trisha.
Tessa.
Yeah.
And she was checking up on me, yeah. Listen, I lost the phone. I wasn't happy about it because it was my other phone, but I still had my main phone on me, so I wasn't that devastated. Also, I thought I wouldn't get it back because London is a crime city because all these blacks are there. So I thought I wasn't going to get it back.
Fucks. All these blacks, man. I can't deal with you blacks.
I'm so surprised I got it back because I've lost things in Manchester I've never got back. I lost my backpack on the tram the other day. Like two
seconds ago. First of all, backpack, bro. How old are you, bro?
No, it's because I was coming from work.
Backpack, bro.
Because I carry a lot of things.
You need to grow up, you know.
What do you carry things in? You literally brought a backpack in today.
Where?
It's not on camera, but the backpack.
Where is it?
But where, I don't know.
Where is it? Where is it?
I don't know.
Exactly. Go and grab it. Go and grab it. If I brought a backpack in today, go and grab it.
So what do you call the thing in your back?
No, go and grab it. Where is it? Grab it.
It's in the room somewhere.
Where? No, go look for it. You can get up.
Maybe it's in the car. Maybe it's in the car. I don't care.
Get up and grab it, bro.
My point is you have a
backpack. Go and grab my backpack.
My point is you have a backpack that you carry around. So why acting like you don't?
Bro, brother.
You carry it around.
Yo, I'm a bugging. Is this guy chatting shit? Backpack, bro.
You carry a backpack around. You're dumb. Don't be silly.
Backpack, bro. You need to grow
it. Rucksack, whatever.
Rucksack? Yeah, you lost it, bro. This is what I'm saying about these new age niggas, bro.
You carry
new
one.
Age niggas,
I lost
bro.
Mine on the tram because I forgot that I had it on me. And I got off the
what
tram.
What do you call a bag that you carry? What? Like, no, my blue Nike bag, the big one that I used to always carry on.
Is it like a
you
gym
know
bag?
The one that Billy always carries around, the blue one that you what do you call that?
I call that a gym bag.
Fucking hell.
I call it a gym bag. What the hell do you call it?
They need to change.
What do you call it?
The clashes are in Ghana, bro.
What do you call it?
A duffel? What do you mean, bro?
Oh, it is a duffel bag. No, no,
it is a duffel bag.
I forgot. But I call it a gym bag. Only because I used to take it to gym. That's kind of why I remember it by. But duffel bag makes sense. So wait. So what do you call the one on your back?
They need to update the
curriculum. What do you call the one on your back? Isn't it a backpack?
No, bro.
What do you call the one on your back?
A bag.
Oh, you're fucking stupid. Idiot. No. Do you know what? Bags are a big group of things.
No, bro, that's a bag, bro.
This is a bag. Everything's a bag.
No, bro.
Yes, that's everything's a bag.
That's a bag, bro. That's what you call. You don't call it anything else other than a bag, bro.
It's a backpack.
No,
it's a backpack or a rucksack.
Bro. Rucksack's crazy. Don't ever
So what's a rucksack to you then?
No, that's not a term to me. That's not in my vocabulary, bro. No, I don't know any real nigga that says rucksack.
I don't call it a rucksack. I call it a backpack.
No, you called it. That's the same.
That's normal.
That's the same to me, bro.
Good, look, if I said I lost my bag, you'd be like, oh, but you have your bag on right now. So that's what I have to specify. It's a backpack. It's a different type of bag. Everybody knows this. Anybody that knows this in the comments, yeah.
Oh, let me know in the comments. What do you call it?
You call it a backpack. The bag that goes on your bag, on your back. What do you call it? Backpack.
That's stupid, bro.
You so monkeys, stupid, man. Bro. See, this is why the black people in this country are so uneducated and so stupid.
No. This is why Windrush happened. Yeah.
Firstly, foreign education is better than British education. Like,
Not yours, though.
Ghana's top tier, bro.
Your foreign education was better, though. Don't speak for everybody else. Speak for yourself. Your foreign education was not the greatest.
I'm telling you now, if I took an English test...
You came here behind. You came to this country behind.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I came on time. Also, wait, what did you get in your English GCSEs? English Lit.
AB.
What's AB?
English Lit, English Lang.
What did you get in English Lit?
I can't remember which one it was.
Cool, whatever. We got the same grade, so it doesn't count.
Yeah. Well, you can't catch me about grades, bro. I'm the one nigga you catch up about grades, bro. I got mainly A's in my
What I'm saying is, I'm beating most people at English stuff.
Not me, though.
I would. Don't be silly. I'm a smart guy. I'm smarter than you.
You're English.
I'm smarter than you. When it comes to English Lit. English.
You're not even English. What are you talking about, bro?
Neither are you. You're black.
I was born in England, bro.
Do you think they care? Do you think Gary from the pub cares?
I already heard though.
My point is, you're not British,
bro. I'm not around them, though. When I'm around them, them Chavez. Yeah.
Yo, when girls ask you where you're from, what do you say? Do you say Britain? No, you say Ghana. Money. Actually, well, you say Jamaica first. I say Jamaica and money. My point is, but eventually you say Ghana because you're Ghanaian. You know you're Ghanaian.
I say money first. Where are you from? From money.
No, when you're already in money and girls ask you, where are you from? You don't say.
Say South.
You're Ghanaian.
I say South, bro. What are you talking about?
It's like me. To be fair, when white people ask me where I'm from, I do say Moston. I say North Manchester first. I'm not even from North Manchester. I just lived there for a long time. But it counts. I'm an adopted British person. Wait, so you're British. Is my brother British?
Did you have a British passport?
Yeah.
Yes, and he's British.
But now, because we were both born in the same place. We both moved here at the same time.
You and your brother are not equal. Don't do that.
We both moved here at the same time. So what's the difference?
Okay, but does he have a passport?
I have a passport too.
Does he have a British passport?
Yes.
Do you? No. That's the clear factors, bro.
Do you know how stupid that is? No.
How is that stupid, bro?
Because we're both...
We've both lived here
for the same amount of time, 14 years.
Go tell that to them, man, innit? Go and tell that to home office, bro.
If anything, I got here first. I stepped out the airport first. I came to this country first. I do. I was wearing a pink coat. It was really cold.
It was foggy in that plane.
No, it was cold when we stepped out of here. It was May though, so it wasn't that cold. I'm thinking now, but to me, it was mad cold. I was like, oh my god, it's so cold. It's so, and I seen white people. I'm like, oh my god, white people. This is so crazy. Do you know, I wonder how people that move to England feel when they move. Like when they get here, it's like rah.
You was that person. I don't wonder. What are you wondering about?
I was too young to remember.
Just think. When I said I wonder, just think. It was you. It was literally you, bro.
It was so long ago, but I was 10. I don't remember much of it.
You said you remember it was cold.
Yeah, no. I remember it was cold and I was wearing a red jacket and I've seen white people. But I was thinking, like, and also I was thinking, all the houses are the same. Like, I was thinking, how do they know where they're going when all the houses look the same? Because to me, they look the same. The houses look the same when I first moved here. They're all bricks. No, they're all bricked. Like, brick houses.
They've got numbers on them.
Yeah, but do you think I knew about numbers? We have numbers where I came from. Yeah, Ghana's just getting proper numbers now in places.
Yeah, but you weren't living like that, though.
I lived in a normal place.
You weren't living like that, though.
Nah, I mean, I was living modestly, but I wasn't far. I wasn't bad.
You wasn't living like that, though, like that. Like,
I wasn't living the way I would live like if that. I went now. Yeah. No, I wasn't living
the
way
I'm living. You wouldn't be living the same, bro.
Nah, that would not be silly.
You wouldn't be up in Ghana.
Are you crazy? Did you would see not where, be up in did Ghana. You where, did you not see where I stayed when I was in Ghana?
Like,
don't be silly. That's one of my uncles.
Exactly,
that's one of my uncles'
you
houses.
Wouldn't be up, though. Don't talk to your uncle. Don't talk to your uncles.
Wait. Is it me or me or my family?
No, you.
Or me by myself?
You personally. If you went there right now and you started a life, you wouldn't be up.
Oh, fuck no, yes.
Exactly.
Well, I can't start a life there right now. I don't know maybe I can start a life right now. Can you start a life in Ghana right now?
Why not?
And I was like, do you have the funds to... without a job, by the way, to start life in Ghana right now?
I'm just saying, if your life was like, if you had the same job, you were working for a Cry FC, in Ghana, doing hospitality.
I don't do hospitality.
Wherever you're doing it, in the back shop, wherever you do, back you shop wouldn't be up.
I would. Also,
things would be different.
Things would be different. If I'm doing podcasts, if I'm still M1 and everything.
Well, there's no podcast in Ghana, fam. There's no podcast in Ghana.
I think I'd get the back.
Billy or Billy?
Oh, this guy. Call him. He's a joker, man.
No, you not started.
No. Yeah, we're just waiting for you to come here. Bro, things. Where are you?
Yeah, connect.
Huh? Yeah. 6 minutes.
This guy's in a chocha. What's it called? A chocha.
A chocha, yeah. Bro's on some easy transport. I can barely hear him, man.
Yo, innit if SK.
You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you still. Yo, innit if this guy. Put him up a bit, I know.
Go on,
speak.
Yo.
Yeah. You're in it, yeah. If this guy, was to meet back to Ghana, he wouldn't be up.
I would be.
You wouldn't
he
be
wouldn't
up.
Be up. What are you? Like, he'd be in Ghana, is what you're saying?
Yeah, if he went back to Ghana right now, he wouldn't be up.
Nah, man, you'd be a civilian in Ghana.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You'd be an area boy.
That's crazy. No,
you would be an area boy. Do I? Because you'd be like Prince. You'd be like Prince.
No, because even if I moved here, I wasn't like that. I was living comfortable. No, I don't know. Prince is an area boy. No, because Prince tells me stories. Yeah, he was a proper hood boy. Like he's
that's
from
what
the hood.
They all say.
No, because I know where he's from. He's from the hood. I'm telling you now.
I can see it though. I can see it. Like he's got it inside him, bro.
Bro, even the English he speaks. Like think about it. Think of my cousin that came, Ken, and his English and Prince's English different. That's privileged English.
You know,
that's hood English.
Like, you know what it is, SK, like maybe to the area boys, they'll look at him like he's someone because he's got acting in it. But to the people that are actually up in Ghana, they'll look at him like he's local.
Nah, I don't think so. Like I said, even before I moved out here, I was very much comfortable in Ghana. You forget, my parents lived here. So I was I was never down. I was always good. You know what I'm saying? I was good. Because don't forget, Ghana, British money to Ghana is a lot, bro. So my parents are sending me money every month.
What is being up back home, though? Because anyone can actually claim to be up back home, bro.
Yeah, trust.
Second?
Like, what's being up back home?
What?
Comfortable, like.
What's comfortable? Niggas like, sleeping on the floor and still comfortable, bro.
No, that's crazy. No,
I mean, bad niggas are comfortable on the floor.
Like a
bro.
Nice crib, I can go out, I can spend money if I want to, I can do things like comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I'd be fine. I'd be better off in Ghana than I'm here. I'd be better off in Ghana than I am here.
How would you make money?
I said he has to do the same job. He has to work for Cry FC.
I can't work for Cry FC. There's not a Cry FC.
You're gonna do lessons back home.
No, I wouldn't actually. I mean, there's no jobs in Ghana right now. You know, it's actually peak for them, man. There's no jobs. I went when I was there. Everyone was telling me there's no jobs. Everybody's struggling. People are turning to Yahoo and doing 419 because there's no jobs. And I hear it, man. Do what you gotta
do. What niggas say in this country, bro.
Nah, but here there's jobs. There's jobs here.
Jobs. But everyone in the UK said there's no jobs.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
No, but I'm saying in Ghana, it's actually true. It's actually a real thing.
And the niggas with jobs are striking.
Yeah, choose. Yo, while they're striking, go and get their jobs, man. Go apply.
Just be in it. Like, go and apply, bro.
Tell them, listen, I will never leave you alone. I will never strike. I'll be there.
I think there's a shot. Like, to me, if you really want a job, you'll get one.
Yeah. No, but in Ghana, it's different. Because you know what? I met qualified people. That just
what does that mean, bro?
As in, they've well-educated. They're well-educated. They've done jobs for years. It's not like they're not experienced.
Well, qualified niggas from Ghana.
It's hard to get a job.
Qualified niggas from Ghana come to Mani and they're working in Trinity.
That's right. No, tell you, I'm saying they can't even get that. I'm deadly serious. We're trying to, because since we came out from Ghana, we're trying to help people get jobs and shit. It's so flipping impossible. It's like, it's genuinely, it's a thing of, obviously, who you know.
It's an economy thing, bro.
I think so. But also, it's about who you know. Because, brother, there's
who
no
you
jobs.
Know.
Yeah, like, if you know somebody. So, we know some people. So, we got some people jobs. But if you don't know somebody, you're not getting a job. Genuinely, that's what I tell my African people that are in Ghana. If any of them see it, because we have some Ghanaian viewers, find a white woman and marry her, move here, man.
Don't do that.
What? Why not?
Don't encourage that. Bro, what? It's a black family, bro. What's wrong with you, bro?
This is the point I've been trying to make for years, bro.
I didn't say it's stay with
us. It's the black men like him, yeah, that are trying to ruin a black family, bro. That's what I'm trying to say, bro.
Because
that's
why the
black family. Do your homework on a black family.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Do your homework on a black family. This is why I've been not flourishing, bro.
Because of you, you're the reason that you Ben is going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Exactly, bro.
You should.
People like you, bro.
About come and start a black what interracial marriage? Allow it, bro. Man, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's just real life. Bro.
I didn't say I have to stay with him. Just
this is why Pogba's not got a black wife. This is why Stormzy's dating Lighties.
Whoa.
This is why.
Come on, let's not be silly.
This
now.
Is why all you people, man, all you other rappers and all these footballers. This is why they come to the country.
But that's
different. They get famous and they date the white thing.
No,
bro.
I'm not saying. I'm saying. Marry them, they'll bring you over, and then you can divorce them.
If you know you got light skinned kids.
As long as you have, don't have kids, just have an agreement.
Too many light skinned kids nowadays, man.
Too many Jaden Sanchos around.
She's gonna let you marry her and you're not giving her no kids. Crazy, yeah. It's a transaction.
No, but I'm saying, give her money. I know people that literally talk about it, be like, okay, cool, you do this for me, and in return, I'll pay you this.
Nah, man, I just wanna go on dates. I just want to go on dates, bro.
Fine, marry a feelings, bro. Marry a black British lady then. Is that better for you?
Black British ladies are not marrying Uncle Adi.
I know a couple that have. That's why I said go for the white women. They're more gullible. Ugh.
Oh my gosh. You see what I'm saying, bro?
I'm lying.
It's a lost generation, man.
Wow. Pause. You said Stormzy about Lighties. You day Lighties. What the hell?
Black girls, bro.
So you don't really like skins. More.
No, wait. Don't let him get away with this.
Billy, you as well.
Get away.
I forgot. What? He's the number one milkman here. I forgot.
Get away. Propaganda
is crazy.
I asked the streets about my TV. What's wrong with them?
The streets are telling me it's pretty beige.
All I'm saying is, there's only one nigga here who keeps talking about lighty.
It's not me.
Who's that?
It's not me.
The only one nigga here that always talks about lighty this, lighty
that. Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about you.
It's not me.
Talks about lighty this, lighty that?
That's crazy.
There's a lighty here that I'm...
I don't even say lighty. I say tings. I've never color graded my tings. I've never color graded, please.
Alright,
we got the milk bandit here already.
Start for that,
the
man.
Calcium coon here, and obviously, welcome back to the M1 podcast, your number one podcast in Manchester, and I'll be honest, pretty much out of London. We're coming for you, London niggas. But yeah, it's your boy SK.
Not a lot of London niggas that are
better above, than above. Exactly, what I'm saying. So like the ones that are above, we're coming for you.
There's a new one that I see. You know how there's new ones popping up every day.
Every
disappear
week,
after about a week.
Yeah,
but there's a new one that popped up the other day. And I thought, that's all right. I'm gonna see how long they last. I'm with his life, bro.
Thing I hate seeing on TikTok is like, I'm not gonna sound like I'll sound a bit big headed, but copycats of. I feel like they copy our thing.
I'm not copying those though. I'm having a black boy podcast.
I feel
like niggas be copying.
I feel like niggas be copying the flow. I'm like, I see where this is.
Then I go on the Instagram and I see the unfollow back. I'm thinking, bro, these niggas are definitely copying me.
Yo, read, you know.
It's happened multiple times, bro. Yeah. I see niggas copying.
I see clips, I'm like, that's such an M1 clip, but you do your thing. We don't mind feeding the less, fortunate. You know what I'm saying?
It's facts though.
But yeah, obviously, Auntie's favorite podcaster, Auntie's favorite artist, got Megan out on the 27th of October.
If
you see this, it's probably out by now. But yeah, go check out Megan, 27th of October, out now. But yeah, who else we got in the building, man?
Yo. Listen, man, it's Mod, aka Mr. 97%, aka CEO, aka founder, aka best rapper national. And who's next to me?
Billy, you gave me myself Billy the GOAT, Starboy Billy, BS Squad Billy, we're dead. New YouTube video dropping on the flipping. What day is it tomorrow?
It's out.
27th. Yeah, by the time you lot see this, it'll be out in the go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do your homework on me being back on YouTube. Finally.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're in there. I can't lie though, yeah, there was bare topics last week with Jordan that we didn't even get to speak about properly.
Because this guy
was a minute. It was a good episode. He was a minute. Even the Beckham documentary, we didn't really get to dive into that as deep as I wanted.
True. Even the fights, bro. We didn't even get to talk about the fights.
The Drake album, the Nines album, albums.
NSG dropped an album.
Yeah, I don't care. Let's talk about the other albums that people care about.
I ain't even heard the NSG album.
Don't be stupid. NSG album is the best thing ever.
Okay, name two songs.
Oh, that's easy. Stevie Wonder, Yehoha. That's it's probably Seho. It's G. It's a couple. I've not heard it fully yet though. I've only heard like four songs or five. I saw it yesterday. I told you I'm not really an album nigga.
But the Drake album dropped.
I haven't listened to like a single song from the album.
You ain't heard it. How do you not hear it? For All the Dog.
You've probably heard it somewhere though.
Drizzy saying
I've heard like a snippet of some song. That's it. I've not actually heard a full song of it.
But yeah, but you only listen to albums like that.
Exactly.
Drizzy saying this is the last album for a while. He's saying he's going on a break.
No, I hear him though. He's dropped 4 years.
Bro. I'm saying finally, bro. It's about time you take a break.
Bro. You need to take a break.
This nigga's been dropping 3 albums every month. What's wrong with you?
Nah, yeah, bro. He's literally been on tour and making an album at the same time for the past 2 years.
Take a break, bro. That's his job. Fuck, bro.
No, he doesn't need to, though.
Nah, because at the end of the day, yeah, it's like, an album, bro, is meant to like be like a statement of some sort. It's like if you're just continuously shitting out album, it doesn't really feel like you're putting that much, thought and effort into album. You should like look at the Kendricks, look at the J. Cole. When they drop an album, you can tell that.
No, but his albums were different from each other. It's like he just Chris Brown used to just put like 40 songs on an album, just call it an album. Just
so what's so different Phoenix about these albums, though?
Honestly,
the first one was an experiment.
Which
The Certified Lover Boy.
No, honestly, Never Mind was an experiment.
But that was a year after. But even if you want to start from Certified Lover Boy, because that was only a year up before.
Yeah, and then Honestly, Mind was so different from all the other albums.
That was an experiment.
Her Loss was different. It was a joint album with 21. I'm saying it's different. They are still different. And then the new one, I've not heard it, so I can't say.
The new one,
The new one, so he said it's supposed to be his best one.
Yeah, but that's cap. Even Lil Yachty, he said this is the best I've ever heard Drake rapping. This nigga's acting like he's never heard Drake rap before.
That's Lil Yachty though. Lil Yachty isn't a good rapper to me.
How can you say that?
Of course not.
So I don't blame him.
Terrible rapper.
Bro, my man said, obviously, apparently Lil Yachty helped Drake a lot on his album. I can hear that. I can actually hear it.
Yeah, true.
Because, bro, I'll be honest, like, I'm not going to overweep and say the album is completely terrible because it's not. With Drake, like, one thing I will say though, people treat him so unfairly. It kills me.
I've been saying this for years,
the way that people critique Drake, like they will never say these things about any other artist. For example, I've seen Mimi type of paragraph here about how she feels like Drake's music hasn't grown. And I hear that. There is some like validity to that critique, innit? There is, because realistically, when you've been out for 10 years, like your content should have matured to some extent. I don't think his has as much. But one thing I will say is people like acting like they're his brethren, or they're his sister, or they're his manager, or they're like, I want to see you grow, bro. I want to see you grow, bro. I want to feel the growth.
You don't know
bro.
You.
It's like, brother, like, what the hell? Like, he's just doing what he feels comfortable doing. And the same thing, the reason I say it's unfair, because no one said the same shit about people like Future, bro. This nigga's 40, and he's still doing King Toxic.
Trust.
He's still doing,
and it's working though. That's my thing with Drake. He's doing something that works. But like, man, forget that like you said, it's a job. He's doing this because he likes music. I've seen people say that, why doesn't Drake's music sound like it's coming from a 35-year-old? Yeah, because when he makes music for 25-year-olds, it works.
He makes it for us. We're the ones giving him the numbers streaming.
We're the ones at the clubs.
Aren't doing the same thing.
Okay, but when you say it works though, you're saying it from a numbers aspect, isn't it? That he's still doing numbers regardless.
Yeah, like
that's regardless, matter what he drops, he's gonna do numbers though.
No,
of course it is. Honestly, never mind on
numbers. And
honestly, never mind on numbers though.
Because it's a good album. Wait, it's a good album.
Oh, allow it, man. Yeah, but if you look at the general Drake fans consensus, most of Drake fans didn't have the album.
Of course, because it's different.
But that's what I'm saying though. Drake can actually do anything. It's gonna do numbers.
Honestly, never mind was more than like I said, it was an experimental album though.
Yeah. But I'm saying no matter what Drake drops is gonna do numbers. So I'm saying just because it done numbers doesn't mean that. Obviously you can say it works because like he's still got a number one, whatever. But like I said, for me, Drake getting a number one isn't a sign of okay, that means the album.
That's not the numbers I'm talking about.
That means
number one, like you said, number one for Drake don't mean nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying like because example, honestly, never mind. There's only two tracks that are from the album that are really in the clubs like that.
Sticky.
Yeah.
Sticky and Johnny Crooks. They're the only really two tracks.
What about this new one then?
This new one, you've got the 21 Savage one that's probably going to be out in clubs. I mean, I've not been out to know, innit? But like,
I was out pretty much that weekend. I didn't hear no Drake, I can't lie.
It would be in by now though.
Maybe. No, not all of them. A lot of tracks take time to get into clubs like that, let's be honest.
I'm not really seeing. I don't know which one. Maybe the sexy red one.
What would Pluto do?
I think the sexy red one probably will be in the club.
Shake That Ass for Drake. And that one, I've heard a clip.
That's probably going to be in club just because of the hook, innit?
Daylight will be in club. 100%.
don't know any of these songs.
Day, like, being club.
I actually can't remember any of the songs.
I actually, how many songs are there? Is it 12 or
more? Way more than that.
Oh, fuck's sake, man.
They're like 18 or some shit.
I don't like long.
Yeah, man, obviously, Matt's not even a big Drake fan anyway, innit? Like, so, like, me personally, when it comes to Drake, like, he has to kind of, like, I only really rate the best of Drake, innit?
This is 23 songs.
Why are you not a Drake fan? I'm confused. Like,
nah, I like him. Like, I listen to his music. Everyone listens to Drake, but, like, it would be unfair for me to class myself as a Drake fan. Cause like there's levels to being a fan, bro. Yeah, I'm just a very casual supportive fan of Drake. Like if he drops, I'll listen to it. But I wouldn't say like I'm a fan. Like,
I'm a Drake fan.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Drake fan.
No, but that's what I'm saying. No, but I couldn't call myself a fan unless I was on his level. Cause yeah. You get what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I wouldn't call myself.
Cause Drake's
a fan.
Your daddy, bro.
Whoa,
you love Drake with all your heart.
I was gonna say like, yeah man, like yeah. I only really rate like the best of Drake, and this is far from the best of Drake. Where you just have to be honest, like my man, like even the rapping song, like even every Drake album, there's always a song where he's just rapping. Yeah. And that 8 a.m. and Charlotte song is like, bro, I'm not gonna lie, that was kind of tired to me.
I wasn't tired,
bro. What did a man say? There was a bar he said that absolutely killed me. What did he say? He said, oh. The hoes are waiting for Cinch in the lobby. He's a lobbyist.
He's a lobbyist.
I said, what the
fuck?
Like,
wherever you go, I go, I'm Yugoslavian.
Bro, then he said, no, then he said, oh, all the Czechs, I'm being old, I'm Czechoslavian. I said, what the fuck? He's moving like, I've done this, wrote this for him, bro. What? That's Lil Yachty flow right there.
Who's doing that? What's his name?
What's that rap?
Krypton Conan type.
that's super hot fire. Remember that rapper?
Yeah, I'm not a rapper though.
I'm not a rapper. I'm gonna lie, that's tired, bro. Like for Drake standard, for out of all of the timestamp songs, like 7 a.m. on 7 p.m. on Bridal Path, Calabasas, all the timestamp songs. That's what the one of the weakest ones I've heard.
But it's hard to live up to them that super high standards, bro. For anybody else, that's a hard track.
Also, he's
but for Drake standards,
I don't know.
For Drake standards, bro, like it's hard to reach levels of 3 a.m. Calabasas, 5 p.m. in Toronto. Like these are classic songs.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
bro,
you
like,
shouldn't be releasing unless you're matching your previous standards, though.
Drake's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
he's been putting out bangers for a long time.
Okay, but that's that.
You can't expect everyone to be
a high level banger. But before recently, everything he dropped was on a certain level though.
What do you mean? Before
no, because everyone
which
still hated every time he dropped an album. Nah. People still hated.
But I'll be honest with you, every single album since nothing was the same. Every single album has been criticized heavily.
Yeah. Every album.
Exactly.
This is my problem though, because like obviously you're saying that he has high standards to live up to, but my thing is like, that's my problem with him. I feel like he's forcing out music. It's like you shouldn't be dropping unless you're 100% sure that this is on level with what you've been dropping previously.
Also, he might think it is though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't know how you can think that is though. I don't know how anyone around.
I make music.
Like
send songs. I'll send somebody like, nah, I'm not feeling. But I'm thinking, right, I'm loving this. I think this is hard. So I'm not gonna just be like, I'm gonna nix it because this person's like.
I don't know. Obviously, like maybe you're right. Maybe you think.
But
I'll
be real. Nearly every single rapper, their early projects are always the best ones. Kendrick's early ones are his best. J. Cole's early ones are his best.
Is it because
Drake's early ones are the best? Kanye's are the best. Jay-Z. All the early projects are the best ones.
Nah, but even then though, Drake, like, bro, CLB was a hard project though. That was a hard project.
A lot of people were hating that.
Yeah, but bro, it's Drake. That was a hard project. Even over time, man, seeing people do 360, like, that's a very hard project. But it's like cold. This, like, when I compare like how I first felt after CLB, how I first felt after this, but this is like, bro, there's nothing about this tape that excited
give,
me. I can't
give
like,
it some time. About it. Maybe it's a bad one. Or maybe
it's not, I don't think it's bad. I definitely don't think
it's bad. I think it's me still.
I don't think it's bad. I just think people just hate Drake. That's literally all it is.
You can't.
Yeah, but you can't use that for every. You can't
no,
use that
but
for
you
every
can't
album.
It's the same thing.
Well, you said that after every album.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I look at him, bro. Do you remember CLB came out and we did a podcast about it? And I said, watch. I don't have to you watch. Yeah, give it time and everyone's going to say they love it. And what happened? Literally those same words, bro.
I don't remember you being over complimentary.
What episode?
I like CLB.
I don't remember
What's the episode?
I remember making a point about exactly. Niggas are hating right now. Yeah,
That wasn't me. That was honestly never mind.
It wasn't honestly never mind. It was CLB. I promise you it was CLB.
No, I'm saying I was hating on honestly. Bro, you can't tell me how I feel about. I remember, bro.
But I'm not having a conversation though.
CLB, I was rating CLB. It was Donda that I wasn't rating because they both dropped on the same day, remember?
Yeah.
Or around the same time anyway. It was honestly never mind. I was hating. And you was telling me that, oh, you have to give it time. You have to give it time.
I said the right environment. I said listen to the right environment.
Oh, yeah. Bro, man. Gave it time, the album's still tired, bro. What the fuck, bro?
It's the right environment, bro.
Yeah, but man heard them songs out. But then there's only one song that I've heard out, to be fair. It's only Sticky.
Yeah.
Massive.
I wouldn't know that song if I heard it.
I don't know which is which.
Bro.
I've definitely heard multiple songs, but I don't know the titles of all of the other ones. So Drake dropped. More importantly,
that's more importantly.
NSG dropped, man.
Nah, but everything that man is saying about Drake, man, I saying about 9C. Like, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like it's getting to a stage now where, like, it's not even. I see people saying about J Hus yesterday as well. Getting to a stage where a lot of our top artists, yeah. Like, bro, man, need to understand that they've actually been outside for bare long, bro. And it's like, they're not in their peak no more. I'm never going to sit and pretend that 9C.
Is it that they're not in the peak anymore, or people just have higher expectations of them?
It's than both. Community? It's both.
I feel like, especially with, like, Hus and that, because of. He's so loved that people have such a high expectation of him. Facts. And I feel like it's hard to beat, to actually match that, if, like, because everything has to be perfect.
But it's and impossible to be
when
a
you have when exactly. when you under promise and over deliver, people will be like, oh, that's hard. But because he's over promised, he hasn't really over promised, but fans have over promised. So anything he does, it feels like they're watching it with a microscope. It's all like any little thing. I feel like people put too much on them. That's
with
why
the Nines album. Not everyone's hating, but Nines album. But me personally, as a Nines fan, man, like the album just based on the fact that he's just doing what he's always done. Like if you like any of other Nines music, I don't listen. Yeah, you can listen to this and say it's shit because it's not that different to what he's always done.
It's a bit different to One Foot In and One Foot Out.
I think in terms of rapping wise, in terms of the beat selection, in terms of features, in terms of content, I feel like it's just Nines, isn't it?
It's more similar to Crop Circles than it is to the One Foot.
Yeah, but it's Crop Circle 3 though, isn't it?
That's what I mean though. So it's different to his old projects though.
Yeah, but then Crop Circle still classes his old project. But even then, I'm more talking about like the beat selections, like the flow, like it's still Nines. It's not like, obviously Bad Boy Chilli Crew, that was a completely different type of tune. That was terrible, innit? But what's it called?
She's saying I'm toxic.
Yeah, in general. I remember he played that to me in studio one time. I remember he played that to me in studio like almost a year ago. But I said, brother,
did you tell him?
I said, bro, this is not it.
And
he knew though. He was laughing and played it to me. Like it was one of them ones he just thought numbers, innit?
Like a placeholder.
Yeah, literally. His argument was like, obviously all his man around him were telling him not to drop it. Yeah, because this was meant to be on the last album, Cross Circle T.
So it wasn't.
But the thing where his argument, like this, they said the same thing to him about I See You Shining, and that was his biggest song. So it's like the song that the man don't really fuck with, like, usually the song that do the most numbers, innit? You get me?
Not in this case.
But now on this album, me personally, I like the album because of it's just Nines, just doing what Nines does. But at the same time, he definitely far from his peak, innit? Definitely far from his prime.
Standard definitely dropped.
Yeah, exactly. But that's natural though. Like, bro, man, this is
maybe he's comfortable.
This is ninth album,
exactly.
Bro.
When people have been doing this for a long time, as I said, I don't think you can just keep it up forever.
I heard that.
No one has. But literally, nobody.
I feel like people expect this.
It's impossible. This actually, not only is his ninth album, it's actually like his testimony album. Like he's retiring, bro.
He literally said he's finishing after this.
Exactly. So, how are you gonna judge a player based on how they're playing a testimonial, bro?
Yeah, like, they've gone to the US now. They've gone to the MLS. You can't.
It's like judging Ronaldo how he's playing in Saudi. Even though you're getting trying to
but
say,
I guess if you. Not that Nines has done this, but if you claim to be the best,
you have to.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what about Nines. Yeah, that one have to separate from other rappers because Nines never ever claimed to be the hot. Nines never even claimed to be a rapper. Nines whole career, he's like, I'm not even a rapper.
Yeah, I'm not a rapper,
bro. Even when you meet him, like he actually claimed, like he actually doesn't. Really? He doesn't see himself as a rapper ever.
He can just rap.
So what is he doing?
The only reason he raps is because of like he was good at it and because he blew. He even said to me, like, if he ever dropped a song that doesn't get a million views, he's retiring straight away. Because he doesn't see himself like, as a rapper like that. He actually doesn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and now he's getting into movies, so he's completely changed careers.
Somebody shout me. I told you, I want to act, man. I can act quite well.
But, and even Hus, I see the conversation about Hus. I think Flashy Silla, the tweet is saying, I've given it time. I think his Hus album was mid. I was dying.
I disagree.
What I'm saying is, like, with this Hus album, like maybe if you want to make an argument for it being mid, maybe that's in comparison to his catalogue, innit? To Big Conspiracy, Common Sense, and that maybe you can make an argument. But if we're comparing it to what's come out at the same time, bro, there's nothing that's dropped that can say oh, Hus is mid compared to this. And I'm trying to say there's nothing that's dropped that's made that Hus album look mid.
I don't think it's anywhere near album of the year. Even with UK standards.
You don't think so?
No.
So
nowhere near Potters.
But what else? You can't name me 2-3 albums better than that.
Potters.
That's one though.
I've still put Nines over it.
Crop Circle 2 over that?
Yeah, 100%.
What about the joint thingy? Between
Trap on Heading, that's not better than Hus's album.
I'm asking because you don't listen to it.
That's not better than Hus's album.
Was that even an album?
Nah, it's a mixtape. That's not better than Hus's team. I'd say it's in a conversation for album, 100%.
Probably, yeah. But it's due to lack of competition. It's not because it's actually...
Nah, but everyone dropped. You can't say lack of competition. Everyone dropped this year, though. Nines, Potter, what's it called? David Sent dropped the EP. Heady and Trap done... Digger dropped a project.
But is it an EP or not? Isn't it just
albums? If we're talking albums, but yeah, then bro, Nines, Pot or Hoss, that's still big. That's still big three, bro.
Like, exactly. I'm saying there's no other people. So of course it's gonna be in the conversation.
Yeah, I hear that, but like I said, but I don't see who else could have dropped an album that would have blew that out of the water.
If Dave dropped an album,
I don't think so.
If Sench dropped an album, probably could have.
Sench album wouldn't be better than that.
If Stormzy dropped an album, I think Sench
definitely could
be
better than that.
I think, yeah.
So you don't think Dave could?
No,
I didn't say he couldn't. I think it could.
Yeah, I said Dave could as well. Nah. I'm saying, I feel like if the top guys, obviously he's one of the top guys, I'm saying if more competition are on his level,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
And but I think that, as Jack said, the expectation for him was just too high. Okay. Like, when you take flipping 4 years out,
yeah, everyone's album, bro, anticipating. What do you expect, bro? And also, when he dropped Crazy, and I mean, even though I've not heard it still today, I'm not doing that. And Who Told You? There was a buzz, excitement. Like,
nah, Who Told You? Maybe think banger. This album's gonna be a classic.
Exactly, because we think,
but the album's hard though.
No, it's a good album. It's a good album.
I ain't gone back to it. I'll keep it real, bro. I ain't gone back.
I have.
But I'll be honest, though. I have to remind you that.
No, but that's what I was going to say, though. Like, I won't even put this specific to Hoss, because I'm going to... I found myself not going back to many albums, full stop, anyway.
Yeah.
Even if I listen to an album, first time I finish, it's bare hard. Like, I'll notice after 2 weeks, I'm not going back to it. Yeah. I just feel like it's just... I just think it's just the state of music in general. Like, it's actually so fast food, is actually so much very going much on so, that yeah. Bro, like, to make something stick, bro, it's actually very very hard to make something stick.
Like in an album, you might take like 2 songs out of it to add to your playlist. Nah,
Rod Wave, I took every single song.
Nah, but Hoss, all of the
you're so emotional, bro.
Most of the Hoss, every song. Most of the Hoss songs on my playlist, but like I still don't go back to like that. Same with the Crop Circle 2, same with Porter's album. I don't go back to Porter's album like that, and I mean, like Porter's album.
Do people go back to albums?
That's what I'm saying. I just feel like it's just this. I feel like
you hear it, you add what you like to your playlist, and then you just hope you just play.
Because bro, if everyone is saying the same thing about almost every album that's dropping, it's obviously like a jet. It's obviously like bigger than just switch, it's not specific to each artist. It's just like, bro, like I said, bro, it's just the era we're in, bro. We're not in like the way that people consume music now. They don't consume it in large parts, bro. Yeah. They just want it. Just give me it now, and they're gonna move on quickly. And clips, that's why what Sench is doing is smart.
Yeah,
because of Sench is holding back his album because he knows, brother, if I drop this album today, by the end of the day, you niggas would have moved on to the next artist to drop the album. I'm just gonna keep dropping you little singles, little snippets, little features here and there, man. And you get what I'm trying to say, and it's working.
Sench is so gone.
It's working.
Every time I see him do something, I was like, this nigga is so.
Do you remember the time where he was clear. Compared to RD? Like, they were all like, yeah, the same. That's crazy.
RD is
But he actually, everyone was compared to him at one point. Yeah. Like when it was coming up, because we actually used to look at him like, okay, fair enough, he's in our scene, but my man's not in our scene no more.
Yo, please.
He's actually elevated, like he's gone, like there's no one that can
not even him. In the country,
bro. Oh my
he's actually gone, bro.
Like when I say
he's
gone,
done
bro,
that
like,
jump that all the rappers want to do to America, he's done that.
He's done it so effortlessly.
Sench has done that, and in less time.
Can't, I have to rate it, bro.
He's done it so effortlessly as well. He's so
too
good,
easy,
bro.
Man. Bro, every American asked him, oh, I'm loving Dave. Oh, I love Sench, man. I like.
Sometimes I see like. Clips. I remember I was watching an AMP video and they were listening to Sprinter in the back. I was like, "What the hell? Bro, like, this is weird, bro. Like, because I've never heard Americans actually like listen to UK rappers properly.
Willingly.
Like, they'll gas up Dave in it because they heard about him.
Yeah,
they'll gas up Skepta because they've heard about him. Exactly. Or like they might know Stormzy or something.
They're not
but when I see like hear niggas playing, man, like
And
they know lyrics. Bro, different. When I learn lyrics, bro,
I'm talking about
it.
I love the UK accent. Whenever Americans ever said that,
nah, the girl love.
No, I mean like man, oh yeah, man, them always hated on UK.
Yeah.
American man always hated on UK rappers because of the accent. Oh, I don't understand them. Now it's Sench. His accent's cold. Like it's kind of weird
Sench
though.
Is
like
crazy. Like what he's done, absolutely crazy. Because I did not see this coming. I didn't think he would be around this long and be getting higher and higher, better.
No one saw this happening. Still, no
I thought he'd
that's why I still
he'd
think it's where niggas hate. How are you still hating on him, bro? How are niggas still hating on him, bro?
You have to hate, man.
That's weird.
It's like someone has to
but
hate,
it's not
man.
Even hate. It depends what your class is hating, though.
You.
Nah, it's hate.
It's not hating, though, because if I can appreciate that he's gone, but that don't mean I have to like his music.
True. To be fair, like at least now you're accepting that he's.
But I've never denied that he was clear.
But you've never liked him, bro.
I just don't listen to him like that. His music don't do it for me. But I've never denied he's gone.
You still think he's mid somehow? The biggest UK rap song ever. You still think he's mid? You think he's mid? I don't know how you can still say Sprint is mid to this day. Bro,
nah, my man can rap. He can rap.
The biggest UK rap song ever, bro. The biggest UK rap song ever. Like
that's song of the year, bro. Song of the year. Easily.
If you look, at all the biggest songs that done the most number, none of them are mid. None of them are mid.
Nah, none of them are mid. But this is the. I would say this is.
I'm denying. Nah, but like I said, I already said when Sprint came out that I know it's gonna grow on me because I'm gonna hear it everywhere. That's just the bottom line. When I go out and I hear Sprint, I'm not going to, you think I just stand there, bro? Obviously I'm going to rap along, bro. Yeah, but I wouldn't play that in my spare time.
Really? Nah. For me, from first listen, I was like, oh, this is hard. This is nah, but, oh my God.
Nah, but Sench is good though. Sench is good though. I'm not going to deny he's not good. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to deny he's not good. But
Day in the Life was hard. They could try to hate on that as well. How can you hate on Day in the Life, bro?
I mean,
Day in the Life.
The first few things, like Day in the Life, Six
best
for Six,
first songs were the best.
Loading,
ones,
they were good, but
nah, but that's what I'm
they
saying.
They didn't give me the vibe that he was going
to
go crazy.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like man, listen to his first few songs, I'm thinking, okay, these are catchy songs. Like, yeah. I'm trying to say, he knows how to put all songs together, but man didn't listen to that and think, oh, this guy's special. This is the golden child. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, for example, like I remember when man first heard Dave, for example, when he was bare young, he's rapping. Sure, you just get that feeling like, yeah, this guy's hard. Special. Same with like Hoss, you know, like the first or Potter.
Yeah,
but man never got that with him. I never got that feeling with him. Man's got to give it to him that he's overtaking everyone. You know,
done it.
Man's got to give it to him.
Everyone, bro.
Imagine.
I want to know the highest he can get to. Like, I'm really, I'm curious.
I think he's gonna. He
can actually reach, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
He's only had one Billboard song done with Drake. Well, that's Drake though.
But not Sprinter.
Billboard.
Nah. I thought we touched a little bit.
Nah, but I reckon, yeah, me personally, I got a bit of a hot take on this. I feel like if Sench wants to really, really fulfill his ceiling, I feel like he can't keep rolling with Drake as closely as he is now. I feel like Drake's Drake's just little bro in him. I feel like what Drake does with these new artists, yeah, is that he taps it with them straight away, yeah, and he kind of like just little bros them, kind of like
smart.
Just make sure that like, okay, you're popping. I'm gonna shed some light on you, but I'm gonna make sure you don't get bigger than me.
Yeah, of course.
I reckon Drake actually sees a bit of him in Sench in terms of like, for example, what things that I was saying about Sench earlier on, like Charlamagne and Joe Budden used to say about Drake earlier on his career as well. And I'm trying to say like, I reckon Drake even calls him his twin in that. Like, you guys trying to say like, I reckon Drake actually sees that raw. Like, man. Out of every new artist, even in America, like my man could actually be the one. But I feel like Drake's kind of little bro in him a little bit. I can't lie.
He should. I'll be honest. If I'm Drake, I'm doing that because I gotta protect my throne. If I see that,
I don't think Drake's trying to protect his throne.
I'm not saying he is right now.
I think he is. He definitely is.
I don't think his phone's under siege.
The amount of niggas that have come after Drake. I don't think he's thinking, oh, my throne's under.
Yeah, no.
I don't think he feels threatened, but at the same time, he's definitely on his mind. I still need to make sure I stay number one.
Yeah, like,
I don't think there's anyone threatening him, who's
in charge.
Yeah, definitely.
You're forgetting the niggas that come after that. He's already little bro, bro. Look how big they become, bro.
Yeah, but none of them have been bigger than him. Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say, though. None of them are bigger, so I don't think he's thinking Sench is going to be the one to become bigger than him.
No, I'm not saying he is. I'm saying same way he little bro these other guys.
Exactly, little bro Dirk. He little bro all these niggas for a reason.
Because they are his little bro.
I know, it's true, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. But
a lot of these guys big bro him more time.
Bro. Like, they are.
Dirk big bro him.
Obviously, for you to little bro someone, they also have to big bro you as well.
I feel like it's more on their side, though, than him, even his side.
Nah, man.
Everybody wants that Drake feature.
I think it is, bro.
No, obviously, but obviously, it goes both ways as Drake, bro. But I'm just saying that he knows what he's doing. When he taps it with all these, he knows what he's doing, bro.
Because Drake little brought himself to Jay-Z. That's facts.
In what way?
Oh, he always little brought. He always talks about how Jay-Z's the GOAT. Da, 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 da. Like, even on all his albums, he's got a Jay-Z song on there. Like, he didn't have to stop, bro.
But Jay-Z is the one guy that, like, you kind of have to accept. You just kind of have to accept it. Jay-Z's even gone beyond the big bro thing. Like, he's like uncle now.
Yeah, no, he is still. I don't think you can, because Jay-Z don't roll with no one. Like, cause you don't roll with no one. You can't big bro a nigga.
But this is where the Drake conversation gets interesting. I feel like, see the way that Jay-Z moves, the way that Nas is, the way that Kendrick is, J. Cole is, that, like, what's the word? Like, there's no accessibility whatsoever.
The exclusiveness.
Exclusivity. That's what I meant. That's what people want from Drake, because Drake is now he's now an OG, whether people want to accept it or not. I know he still acts like he's still this young light skinned nigga, bro. You're almost 40, bro. You're a grown fucking man. And I feel like people want him so badly to move how his quote unquote peers move, the people that came up in his era move. And I feel like it's like, bro, like, I hear it, but at the same time, like, bro, you can't like put you can't base someone off how you want them to act.
Exactly. You can't force a personality on them. Some people are like unreachable. But some people generally just like being outside, like being everywhere. He likes being accessible.
But bro, why would Jay-Z move the same way how like a J. Cole or a Jay-Z has when when what Drake is doing is, like I said, it's working, bro.
What they're
doing is working as well, though.
Not really, bro. If maybe because J. Cole dropped an album a long time in it, but like
I'm saying, when they drop, it's gonna do mad numbers as well. So
it won't do Drake numbers. Simple as, boy. No one's doing Drake numbers.
Jay Z could drop an album right now, it will not do Drake numbers, bro.
Obviously, man. But that's Jay Z's, like, it's not his prime years, though.
Jay-Z's like semi-retired.
Yeah, Jay-Z's gone. Like, you can't compare Jay-Z.
I'm just saying a lot.
Either way, I think Drake should remain how he is because it's what has brought him so far.
And I feel like
J. Cole and Kendrick could do Drake numbers when they drop the album.
No.
They didn't.
They will.
But they didn't.
Their next, now, Kendrick's next album will do Drake numbers.
He didn't. I don't think he won't.
Where's Kendrick's last album?
Like a year ago. It was like last year, bro.
Yeah, that got
slept. And he didn't, bro. Slept, bro. Nigga tried saying, oh, it's just an album about his life, da-da-da-da. Like, bro, don't try and give me...
Was that the morale one?
That was so... I still haven't heard the whole album,
Kendrick is shit, though. I can't get through it.
I still haven't.
It's too conscious. Like, relax. It's okay, man.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Niggas that listen to Kendrick just want to be different so bad. Yeah. Calm down, bro. Sit down.
Emo niggas, bro. Emo ass niggas.
I've not enjoyed Kendrick since, like, All Right and them days.
I've never enjoyed Kendrick. I've never enjoyed Kendrick.
Yeah.
2016, bro.
Exactly. I've not enjoyed
Rihanna. That's Rihanna day.
I remember I used to force myself to listen to Kendrick. Everyone was telling me, listen to this dude. I used to force it. Bro, my man is tired, bro. I don't care.
I think he makes music for like ADHD use.
Nah, I think it's the opposite. I think he makes it for PhD use, bro. Niggas that just study all day.
Niggas that think they're philosophers because they had a thought.
Bro, Kendrick is tired, man. Yeah, I can't lie to you.
Since Swimming Pool days or To Pimp a Butterfly days, yeah. Like the money pool.
I think Dan was the last time he was good.
Because I understand. Humble. I do understand like the substantial conscious thing. I get it, but bro, music is entertainment, bro. It has to be enjoying to some to some extent, bro. There's nothing enjoying about Kendrick, bro. I actually sound like someone that just got too drunk and they're just talking to themselves. Yeah, like, you man used to be Macbeth in school. You know when he did Macbeth done that monologue at the end when he just shouting at himself. That's what Kendrick music sounds like, bro.
No, it's true.
Like, bro, I could only listen to Kendrick in one aspect of my life. Like I can't get into my car, listen to him.
I can't ever listen to him.
There's no aspect of my life where I'm thinking.
I can't go to
a
club and listen to him. I can't be with a girl and listen to him. I can't be with a man and listen to him. I can't do anything and listen to him. Whereas someone like Drake, you can listen to him in every single aspect.
Yeah. Kendrick, unless it's like King Kunta and like All Right and them things there, I'm not gonna
but
care.
But that's what I'm saying though. People will act like because he does that substance thing, that's why it's better than everyone. But my thing is like, bro, if you're claiming to be a good artist, if I can only play your music around one demographic or in one environment, then how good really
are you? Also, J. Cole does the conscious thing as well and he's still hard.
Yeah,
well, J. Cole does a bit more like the hits though. He does a bit
but
more.
J. Cole's, I've always said J. Cole's better than Kendrick. Always.
J. Cole's better. And also, he has balance. He knows how to balance. Kendrick's just doing too much, man. It's okay, man.
No, J. Cole's actually hard. Like, you can actually listen to J. Cole rather than pause it and make notes and have a calculator.
Spider
diagram. Yeah, I need a highlighter.
Them alternative niggas, like even Lil Yachty as well, bro.
Oh fuck!
But
he makes hits though.
He's a hit maker. But the album thing is dead.
Master, I brought the world.
Do you know what angers me? Even the hits aren't good songs.
Yes, they are, bro.
Poland is that
song
right?
Yeah, is the host that they dropped? Yes, the one that went off. I'm gonna lie, that song's a banger.
Oh, are you that crazy, bro?
Bro, that walk to Poland tune is crazy, bro.
No, but it's
Massive Brother walk to Poland.
Bro, I've been laughing.
It's crazy.
I think he's got hits for days.
He's got smash hits.
He's like Young T and Bugsy. Just hits.
I hear it.
Just straight hits.
I hear it.
No projects, just straight hits.
Yeah, not here.
Nah, but Young T and Bugsy drop projects. Their projects are decent still.
But
they don't like this.
Yeah. Oh, this one. Okay. I was geeking.
Now this is a slammer.
No, this is hard.
I was geeking. Hey, what? I was high as fuck, tweaking.
I know that song.
Stretch shit.
I didn't know that was him.
Oh, that's a banger.
I didn't know that was him. That's a banger.
That's why he's still relevant.
Genuinely, I'm surprised he's made it this long. Because a lot of those guys.
I remember when he first came up, he was getting hated. Yeah. Like, he was actually the face of shit music.
Mumble rapping that.
He was
shit.
The face of shit music.
Bro, I remember I used to watch videos.
He had hits early on, bro.
I know, but people still hating on him.
You don't remember that interview with him and John Bonham, where John Bonham shouting at him saying, you don't remember that?
Wait, what?
John Bonham was literally, remember Everyday Struggle, that show back in the day?
No.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Bro, Lil Yachty went at that show. Lil Yachty went at that show. Yeah, Joe Budden was screaming. Get up the girl. Go on YouTube. Type in Joe Budden, Lil Yachty, Everyday Struggle.
What is going
Joe Budden was screaming at him, like fully screaming at him. Lil Yachty was just sat there shook, like not knowing what to do.
Of course he'd be shook.
It's too long. I can't.
No, there'll be a show. One of the shorts will be over.
Over his happiness.
Bro, Joe Budden was like, "Are you happy?" Lil Yachty was like, "Yeah." Drop it on like, are you happy? I want to make sure he's happy.
Wait, Lil Yachty, he's quite young, isn't he? Like, he's our age, isn't he?
25, 26.
They're young still.
Nah, I think he's 26. I think he's like 24, 25. I think
he's young, young. Like, when he first came up, he was bare young, like 18.
But me, the last time I enjoyed Lil Yachty song properly before this one was, how easy, man.
Nah,
was,
that clip killed. I've
been getting
high. You know what I was thinking the other day, yeah?
What?
I made a tweet about this, yeah. Black Eyed Peas, bro. I don't understand how a group here can have so many hits, bro.
Like,
bro, let me read out the hits, bro. I don't think you might. I had to do my research on this.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
Bro, listen to the hits that these man
but
have.
But you know,
bro.
you know, people have hits, yeah? When they have hits, they didn't know it was them.
Yeah.
Because there's so many Black Eyed Peas songs, I didn't know it was them.
Bro, they've got Where Is the Love?
Always the love.
People killing people. Hey! Hard, bro, then they've got Pump It.
Pump it.
Louder. Pump It. They've got My Hump.
My Hump.
They've got that's Got hard. A Feeling.
Ooh. That's my favorite song, bro.
That's one of the best songs ever. That's actually one of the best songs ever.
They've got Meet Me Halfway.
I don't know that one.
Meet Me Halfway. Right at the corner. No.
I know that one.
Oh my gosh. They've got Boom Boom Pa.
Boom, when I was young, I didn't know it was them. That's how I feel like their songs were bigger than them. That's the problem.
Yeah. They've got Shut Up.
I've heard that.
Just Can't Get Enough. They've got Let's Get More. They've got hits on hits. Oh, and I still don't know all
of them. The little remix thing.
Hard.
Just hard.
I think you made that one up.
Why'd you be out there?
That one.
But that's what I'm saying. Their problem here is that their songs are bigger than them.
That's what I don't understand. But how can you have so many hits but you can't name every single member? I can only name two niggas.
I know Will.i.am.
Three.
Fergie and Fergie,
Will.i.am.
You got other niggas, bro.
One of them is called Apple D App.
Oh, you just
why,
made a name up.
Why is your dad calling me? This is so random.
What was I going to say, though?
I still call you.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it was like the branding and something. They didn't market themselves properly because their songs were so big. But like, for example, One Direction, every One Direction song I know is them. No. JLS.
Yeah.
But then again,
these guys were before our time, like, and they started before our time. So I think that's why I think Black Eyed Peas, they started before we were older.
I remember them.
No, I'm saying, when they came onto the scene, they were like, we were much younger, so we probably weren't paying attention to them.
Yeah, but mine was young during One Direction, JLS, and these guys. I still remember them.
It's because their fandom has made them famous.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe it's their branding, maybe it's their branding or their marketing.
But to be fair, Fergie and Will.i.am did do solo things.
A lot of solo things. Will.i.am killed everyone else, man.
I don't understand how you can be so big, have smashed classic. Like, you know what a classic is, bro?
Yeah.
Like, people get classics and hits mixed up, bro. Like, there's bangers, there's hits, and then there's classics, bro. Like, them man have like classic. 10 classics, bro. Yeah. Like, that's hard, bro. Like,
and then no one knows.
Don't know their names, bro. Who else have
forgotten about?
Because there's one of them's Filipino. I think he's the Apple D.
They might could go out to a shop regular and no one know they are.
That's so ridiculous.
And then they didn't try to hide the face, bro. They've never tried to hide the face and they can go Tesco easy, comfy. It makes no sense, bro. I don't know.
That's but crazy.
Shout out to them two guys, man. We love you guys as well.
Chilling, bro. Yeah. They could walk in the room right now, I wouldn't know. But anyway, yeah, I saw this thing the other day, yeah. Like, if you had to choose, yeah, let's say you got five fingers in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you had to choose for five liquids.
You know, I was born with six fingers in it.
Yeah, I found out the other day. That's crazy. You're such a fucking alien.
You know? Oh, six fingers. That's why I got this thing here.
Disabled you, man.
Crazy.
Why? That's so random.
Chromosomes, man.
Yeah. That's mad, though.
Anyway, so you got five fingers. You have to chew five liquids to come out of your five fingers for the rest of your life to survive on. What would you pick?
Water, really? I would pick water for all of them.
Water.
Why would you pick for water for all of them?
You can drink water.
You need water. Yeah, but it's not enough, though.
No, it will keep coming forever.
Yeah, but that's not, bro. Like, that's like drinking water. Like, nah, that's like, it'll be like drops, though.
No, it'll come gushing out.
As fast as you want it to come out, like you're pissing.
Yeah,
but think about it, though. Water, I can shower anywhere I want.
Wait, you can still shower with normal water, right?
No, that these what you have is what you have in it.
Well, for food or just for everything?
But then,
you need for food. It's for liquids, bro.
Are you only drinking? Like, is it only for
why do I need liquids out my fingers, though?
It's a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical, bro. Me, I'd have water, Fanta.
Fanta's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Pineapple juice.
These are the dumbest things I've ever
heard. Apple juice. Henny. Rum.
I'm not taking drinks, rum. Bro. Why are you taking better drinks?
You said drinks.
What other liquids?
What liquids, bro? I didn't say you have to be a drink.
Like what?
Could be anything, bro.
Yeah, but what liquids? Go on.
What's a semen?
I take water. I take petrol.
Oh, to use for, I thought you used for ingestion. That's what
petrol,
I'm saying.
Petrol, that's a good one. Massive ingestion. You said that, bro.
Why is it in my hand if I'm not eating it?
Petrol would be a good one, too.
I take oil.
Oh.
That's valuable.
Yeah. Yo, I didn't think about that.
I don't know what I take. I don't know.
Some kind of alcohol.
Yeah.
Not to drink, to sell.
No one ain't buying no finger made alcohol.
Some finger raised.
You think niggas know what's going on? I'm crazy. Taking. Oh,
but I hear it, yeah. The oil I'll take, petrol I don't need because I don't drive yet.
Are you having a freestyle yet?
Like this. Oh, Megan out on the 27th of October. Don't forget that one. We'll copy it.
The freestyle out.
Yeah, it's out by now. Go check the freestyle as well. Hard.
Yo. I'm
talking about my freestyle.
Yo.
Yeah. Alright. Yo. Yo, aye, oof, listen, aye, knock, right. Are you listening? I got two things fighting over me, they're bickering, see what that nigga did,
listen,
can't touch this, cannot wriggle with,
yo, two things fighting, they're bickering, trying to get these nuts, yeah, they're snickering,
it's hard, isn't it?
Alright,
yo, listen, yo. They're trying to get these nuts, they're snickering.
Jeez.
I made her laugh, now she's sniggering.
Sniggering.
I can't believe she let this nigger in.
Niggering.
Now I'm taking all the knickers off.
Taking all the knickers off. Aye, but she letting this nigger in. Aye, I be dropping out these thousands. Too much, I feel like I'm littering.
She picked me, she ain't picking him.
Uh-huh.
Try and beef, I might just put a flick in him.
Yeah, she picking them. Listen. Yeah, she picking them. I left the silent crickets, but I ain't talking about twicking them.
Aye, yo. I pick cotton, but I never picking them. Listen, never been to Twickenham. Listen, put that trigger there. Said a nigga, we tricking them.
Yo, talking shit. Striker. When I shoot, you know I ain't missing them. Pay attention, she ain't listening.
On my targets, you know I'm hitting them.
On my targets, I'm hitting them. Can't walk a mile in my shoes, you can't fit in them.
Oh shit.
You can't fit in my crep. You can't fit in my creps. You can't fit in these tracks. You can't fit in Nike techs.
You can't fit in my cap. Can't fit in my durag. Your head's too fat. That back too loud. Yeah, I'm trying to hit if I'm allowed.
Yo. Can't fit in my creps.
Listen. You can't fit in my creps. I'm making all love, so she call me Mac Epps.
Aye, not a slapper. Aye, she loves me. I'm a Ghanaian comedian like Michael Dapper.
Can't fit in my creps.
My creps.
Can't follow these steps. Niggas know. Tryna flex on my ex.
Fit in these preps. I might go to the gym so I can fit in these reps. I might go to the bank so I can fill in these checks.
Filling these checks.
I'm cashing them. Take that girl, then I'm bashing her. Listen, I'm too cold, ashing them.
Fitching these checks, yeah, I'm cashing them. And it's yet.
I'm cashing them.
If I see one of them, then I'm crashing them.
Then I'm crashing them. Always in first, so I ain't got a passing them.
I ain't passing them. Never have to passing them. She throw it back, and I'm here just catching them.
And if girls come to me, I don't hassle them.
But you know I stay tapping them.
Stay snapping them. IG, now I'm snapping them. Sorry.
You don't know NSG like I know Drake.
Sorry. Sorry.
You don't,
I said, you don't know my man like that.
Sorry.
Okay. You know he doesn't know you, right? Do you feel like that's a celebrity that if you met would gas you up the most? No. Really?
So LeBron already.
Oh yeah, LeBron. Fair enough, yeah, because you like basketball, isn't it? But Drake has to be top five.
I want to get gassed over nobody.
I want to get gassed over Drake.
No, internally, no. No one's going to be
a fucking gangster, bro.
Obviously, no, everyone pretends they're not gassed outside. I'm saying inside, you'd be like, shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
Well, who's yours again?
I don't know. I'm trying to. Well, Bruno Mars would be good.
You said it would linger.
No, I said I want to meet Lingard. Said. I want to meet just Lingard more than anything in the world.
Tired. You can see him anywhere. You can see China White. You go no. China White.
You literally have seen him so many times. China White.
See, it's not about how big somebody is. It's about how much I think. Like how much
it means to you.
No, how funny I think they are. And
that's
how
so dumb, bro. Why would it be? How's it based on how funny?
Because no, because I want to have a no. Because I want
to. Bro, it's based off how much they mean to you. Bro.
No, yeah, no, not, it not, is, bro. Not for me. No, not for me.
So who? As so in, why would you want
to
meet?
Lingard means nothing to me. No offense.
So who do you want to meet that means something? Who want? Who means something? Your dad.
Yeah, that's a big one still. That's one that you should do though. That's not even like
I'm
a,
good.
So who do you actually want to meet that means something to you?
Let me think. Jesus Christ.
You should know this by now.
Yeah, no, because I don't think about these type of things. What the hell?
I feel like everyone knows this though.
No, I don't. I don't know who I'm going to meet that means something to
you. Artist, like an artist, their music has done so much for you.
He's dead. Michael Jackson, but he's dead.
Oh, that's so boring. That's dead.
But he meant something to me. What do you want me to do?
He's just useless. I can't lie.
So Michael Jackson, man. Because basic ass nigga.
In that. Music, I mean Afrobeats, like, but not.
Rimmed. No. You're even too old for him anyway. Too old for him anyway. Nah, 10 years too late, bro.
All the music guys I look up to, you, I just. They don't mean nothing to me. I just think you're good.
So you do look up to in life then? Any politician? I mean, it's
no famous people. No famous people. The people that I actually like mean something to me are not famous people.
Your friends?
Nah, it's just like there's like my English teacher from high school. No, because nah, genuinely, my English from high school, Mr. Brother. Cox, my guy.
Why for that?
So you look up to Mr. Cox, yeah?
Why you missed? Enough. You say you missed the Cox.
Nah, fair enough.
Man said a Mr. Cox.
Nah, fair enough.
Why for that?
I'm not gonna say that.
Why
fair enough.
No, for that?
But big up Mr. Cox from MCMA.
Big up, Mr. Cox.
So I've ever enough. You missed the Cox.
I'm not done. One of my pastors. He means like not doesn't mean anything, but like I like how he thinks. He makes me want to be smarter.
I'm talking about people you haven't met before.
Yeah, but I was saying I don't. How can people that I've not met before mean something to me?
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Dumbest thing I ever heard personally.
Maybe that's you lot. Nothing. Nobody means anything to me if I've not actually have any experience with them.
Yeah, well, you can have an experience with someone. They have to be in your face. They have to be physical, face-to-face experience.
I have more experience with people that are physical to me. I don't really.
So if you could meet anyone dead or alive, non-religious.
Drake.
Why is it Drake? He's because not your favorite artist.
Famous. Yeah, because he's the most famous guy.
So you're actually weird. A group.
You're actually dope, mate.
You're actually a group.
Also, wait.
He's the most famous guy.
But genuinely, no. I actually like Drake. I think Drake's cool. But I don't have any.
He's not even your favorite artist, bro. He's not even your favorite artist.
But he's not.
Why did you not say Bruno Mars?
He's up there.
Why did you not say Kanye? You always say Kanye, but you prefer Kanye over Drake. And now you see what I'm saying? You don't even know yourself.
Firstly, Kanye's my goat. That's right. But he doesn't mean anything to me.
I said Bruno Mars your goat.
No.
Singing,
Kanye's like rap goat. Overall goal, alive is Bruno.
Kanye can be a rap goat.
No, because of what he's done. Not because of rapping now. Just what he's done for the rap. His beat selection. Yeah, not crazy amount.
What's his beat selection? Like he's not the one making the beat.
I'm saying every.
But that's not what you're saying. No,
the beats he chooses and the things he makes.
He's not fine. He makes them, bro.
What I mean is his production is so top tier, man.
Yeah, that's facts.
That's why I like it. That's a big part of why I like Kanye. Not just because of his rapping. I like his production. Like, wow. He's like a music man. No, but I like.
I watched a documentary.
The same way. The same reason why I like Dave. I don't like Dave just because he makes nice songs. It's because I appreciate musicians. It's because a lot of guys aren't musicians. They're just rappers. Yeah. So I appreciate somebody that knows a lot of stuff.
I was watching Kanye's documentary the other day. It was actually pretty decent.
Bro, it's the genius one. I've not seen that yet.
That's one of the hardest ones.
It's actually weird the way it happened. My man just said he just randomly got a camera and just followed him around everywhere. Like smart. Before he was even anyone.
That's why it's mad.
My man must have had some mad vision to see that.
Someone should start following me around because it's close. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. Baby, just leave me alone because I'm way too grown. Don't go on my phone. Get up off work, get a hit the roads. I'll leave for her, I don't think she knows. On the run, life gets crazy. And right now, the light not faze me. 1K, like Paige, got demons, anyone take me.